This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 341 for Thursday, April 10th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Thursday morning, recovering from overnight losses in choppy trade as markets continue to react to shifting tariff news out of the U.S. Canola up $3 to down $2, May up $3.20 now at $654.60 per ton. Yesterday, U.S. President Trump announced a 90-day pause on most reciprocal tariffs, although it was unclear at first if Canada was included in that reprieve. As it stands today, Canada does remain exempt from the 10% baseline U.S. tariffs, but still faces other levies. Chicago soy oil is slightly lower in early trade, while soybeans are higher. European rapeseed is up on the day, but Malaysian palm oil trading near unchanged. The USDA will release its monthly supply-demand estimates later today, and any surprises in that data will likely provide direction heading into the close. Any fresh news from the U.S. administration on tariffs also has the potential to roil markets. In the U.S. today, soybean and corn futures are mostly higher, while wheat lower. Tariff uncertainty and positioning ahead of the USDA report is driving much of the activity. Soybeans continuing to recover from last week's losses, although soy oil still lower on the day. The May soybean contract up 10 cents at 10.22 per bushel. In addition to updates on U.S. supply-demand tables, today's USDA reports will include the agency's latest calls on South American production. General expectations ahead of the report are for an increase in Brazil's soybean crop from the last estimate and a downward revision for Argentina. Weekly U.S. export sales of only 172,000 tons of old crop soybeans were below trade estimates and well off last week's total. With no fresh new crop business put on the books amid the uncertain tariff situation. Corn, meanwhile, posting small gains with tightening U.S. corn stocks expected in today's report. The May contract up 3 cents at $4.77 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just under 800,000 tons of old crop business were at the lower end of expectations, although new crop sales topped trade guesses at around 236,000 tons. Wheat posting small losses down 2 cents in the spring wheat May contract at $6.06 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat down a penny in the May contract at $5.67 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat 3 cents lower in May at $5.39 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 200,000 tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.